Support for Writer's Almanac on WVIK comes from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products and services to hospitals throughout the region. Information at bloodcenter.org. And so to the book bag, and it's not bulging, but there are items in there.
What people do stop me and talk about books they would recommend. Let me recommend two, and then you have a little longer one to do.
Uh-huh.
This is recommended by Chris Dunn, who's a local folk singer. I'm sure many of you have heard. It's by Richard Rohr, R-O-H-R. It's called Eager to Love, and it presents the life of St. Francis and offers a contemporary spiritual path to follow within the context of Pope Francis. Francis didn't take his name accidentally.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And he is proceeding to become a kind of St. Francis. The second book is by Connie Avey. It's Jojo Moyers. She said, I had trouble putting it down. It's called Me Before You. I haven't read it, but it sounds like something I want to read. It's the story of a young man in his 20s, a multimillionaire tycoon who has an accident that leaves him a quadriplegic. And because of that, he meets up with a young woman who becomes his caretaker. She said it's a page-turner because that encounter between the caretaker and the quadriplegic changed both the characters dramatically. Sounds like a good read.
Yeah. Well, there are about a million people who have said that The Girl on the Train is a good read.
Yes.
That book has taken off like
that
a rocket.
It has made the top lists
all over the
world, right.
The interesting thing is that Paula Hawkins, who is the author, has been writing books for a long time. But she's been writing romantic, summery novels.
Right.
And there was an interview on NPR where she said that as she wrote these romance novels under a different name, they began to get darker and darker and darker.
Right.
And so finally she comes up with The Girl on the Train, which owes its name and its plot to Hitchcock's movie and also to Gone Girl, because this is a book that takes you places you don't expect to be going. Basically, it's about a woman named Rachel Watson who she's turning into an alcoholic. She's lost her job, and she rides as a commuter, and she sees this couple, Jason and Jess. Their real names are Megan and Scott, but she idealizes them. And she spins a fantasy about what their lives are like and all the rest. And then all of a sudden, the woman is missing. And so she starts to figure out what has happened. And it takes you in many unexpected directions. Was she kidnapped? Was she murdered? She had seen Megan kissing a man. And that sets off a whole train of things.
It has gotten terrific reviews.
Oh, yeah, it's gotten terrific reviews, and deservedly so, because it's one of those books like Gone Girl. Have you read Gone Girl?
I have.
Yeah, you never know where you're going.
It's one of the books that I have foisted off on other people with this stipulation. If you can figure out the end before the end, I'll buy you dinner. I have not yet paid off.
I see. Well, The Girl on the Train is not quite, it doesn't get as dark as Gone Girl.
Gone Girl gets dark.
Oh, it gets very, very dark. But it is a thrilling read. And as I say, you shouldn't have to fight for a copy because I think they're all over the place. So if you're looking for an exciting read, The Girl on the Train will do it for you. And with that, I think we'll just kind of head on out here. And thank you very much for tuning in to this edition of Scribble. I'm Don Wooten. Roll tweet, and I'll be back next week with more in the book bag and another interview on Scribble.